But I think a lot of the, in fact, to be quite honest, about 12 years ago, I, in my career as an educator, I think I was in Beardmore at the time, and I actually made arrangements to get a tour of the elevator, and they were busy, the bosses were, and I had permission, so I gave them a tour, and things had changed a little bit, but in terms of the premise of the various floors, and I give the kids a tour, and they asked me questions, and I was able to answer them, and, you know, that sort of thing, but...
This is almost 20, well, about 20 years from the time when you started full-time, 78 to 98,
yeah,
and it hadn't changed that much.
No, you know, and as far as the, you know, as the standards, and I couldn't speak to that, or the equipment and that sort of thing, but, you know, the basic premise in terms of this is the scale floor, this is the distributing floor, this is the annex, you know, there might have been minor changes, but the basic premise as to what happened in each of those places was, you know, was very similar, so.
What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? You know, I don't like to say proud of, but I remember when I guess a couple things to be proud of is, I guess the fact that I was a good conscientious worker, and I think people spoke highly of me, but I guess probably the thing I was looking back now most proud of is Stan McKay, who was one of the big bosses of UUG, was you know, very, you know, a big boss man, so to speak, I guess you can say him. And I remember when I was leaving the, you know, leaving the employ of United Grain because to follow my career, I remember him saying, you know, you're a good man, Stan, if you ever need a job ever, you come and see me. And when he said that, I was pretty proud of that. Yeah. I'm proud of the fact of, you know, of a, you know, good honest day's work and enjoying my work and that sort of thing. But